Leading our journey today is Father Joshua Janko, an associate pastor of the Pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Thank you for connecting with me as we journey together for a few minutes today. Once again, I will reflect on the Gospel of the day and our daily Mass readings. I will end with a short meditation on the fifth and final sorrowful mystery of the Holy Rosary. The Rosary Meditations from Father Patrick Peyton are from a book entitled Father Peyton's Rosary Prayer Book, published by Ignatius Press in 2005. The Gospel for today comes from St. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. We will pivot a little bit in today's reflection because the Church has a solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord on our calendar. 9 months from today, we will be celebrating the birthday of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas. Just like many mothers, St. Mary had a special time in her life that included waiting and anticipating the birth of her son Jesus. In the Annunciation, Mary had a divine encounter with God, who sent Mary a special invitation and message of hope. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to give Mary this special message. He declared to her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." As this visitor spoke to Mary, she was encouraged with the words, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." This is one of the many times in sacred scripture when God has shared the words, "Do not be afraid." Mary then heard the plan God had in mind for her to be the mother of his son. Mary was wondering how this would all play out. God's angel declares, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." God worked miraculously for Mary to bring about his divine plan to send his son Jesus into our world. Thank God for Mary's fiat, her resounding yes to God through the angel. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." May each one of us be open to God in our lives like Mary was open to God with her life. Trust and be not afraid. Respond and be open because God's plans are truly amazing. May we respond like Mary, "May it be done to me according to your word." The crucifixion is the fifth and final sorrowful mystery of the Holy Rosary. Please reflect on this mystery today while praying one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys for your homework. The soldiers, followed by the crowd, led Jesus away to Calvary. Pilate was alone in the palace, intensely angry with himself and with the Pharisees. He played the coward. And far worse, he realized that the Jews had used his cowardice to gain their purpose, the death of Jesus. Pilate had retaliated, as cowards will. He had a placard nailed to the top of the cross, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." The Pharisees were indignant, but Pilate stood his ground. "What I have written, I have written." There was much of the Pharisee in Pilate. He gave in on the great issue, Christ's death. But he was adamant in the petty wrangle about the placard. "Do I fuss over trifles and neglect things vital to my soul?" Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.